Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Yes, that Kevin Pollack. What's that? And then normally I have a bunch of really creative, funny things to say that I write down ahead of time. I do a lot of work on this research, but I noticed when I printed this second show out that we're recording today, it's from last week's show. So I could improvise all of it.
You're reading all of this right now, aren't you?
You wrote that down.
That wasn't funny. Yes.
That is hilarious. Right. It's very well written.
And this is what we're doing. We're meeting our alchemist. Let's go around the table real quick. Joey Greer?
Holler.
Okay. James Heaney?
That's my name. Craig, oh my God, that's great.
That's all you have to do. Craig Kukowski?
It's fun to say and alliterative.
Vanessa Ragland.
Here.
And Chris Alvarado.
Biracial.
Nice.
Me too.
Biracial.
You guys both
Cell
read
racial.
As
Cell
white.
Racial.
Scene number one is written to us from the fans of the show. Please write to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. Your name here at alchemythis.com. And tell everyone you've ever met to subscribe to the show. That would help us a lot. Write a review. We love you. This one comes from Amber. Hello.
Aww.
Yeah, right? Hello. I just wanted to say I am a humongous fan of the show, and even the scariest time of my life, your team has always made me laugh. My life has made a sudden change recently. I lost sight in my left eye about 2 years ago and just got news that my eyesight in my right eye is degrading.
No.
I know. So sweet. This week, I am going to a neuro, ophthalmologist, yep. But it's a neuro eye surgeon, I'm guessing, to find out what the extent of the damage is. I would love for you guys to do this scene, and I can't wait to listen every week for your amazing episodes.
Well, good luck.
Right. Yeah. We're all wishing you the absolute best. All of our love and strength is now yours. Her suggestion, a blind person wanders into a furry convention only to find it really is all about cuddling and happiness.
Oh.
And it's actually wholesome. This happens while a guy who can see, finds out much to his dismay, that a furry convention isn't about anything devious.
Amber.
We take you to the convention now.
Window to your soul.
Yeah, we'll decide that.
We'll decide.
All right, just taking tickets? Taking tickets before you come in?
Yeah.
Tickets?
I can't get into my purse because of my gloves.
Okay, well then take your gloves off.
I don't want to take my gloves off because then you'll see my human hands instead
What's
of my
paws. What's your name, human?
Okay, it's Grant. All right, can I get tickets, please?
Grant, can you reach into my pouch for me?
I'm not going to touch
reach
you.
Reach your pouch. Reach in her pouch.
I'm not going to.
She asked
please
you.
Quiet
it's
down.
Consensual. I saw it.
That's right.
Reach in her pouch. Big strong
there.
Grant.
That only goes so far. Okay, just
big
can
strong
you,
Grant.
Just take the ticket out and just show me the ticket, please.
You're a lot of fun.
Whatever wolf person, cat lady, whatever the hell you are.
I'm a Kanga cat.
Barbara, I can't. Obviously, I can't see, and I don't know why you think this convention will be do anything good for me.
I think
it's a bunch of freaks.
Oh, it's not freaks. This is a furry convention.
Right, which sounds freakish.
What sounds freakish about it? This is wonderful. Now, I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but you can't see anybody else.
Right.
And in this, no one can see you anyways. You're at
pet
equal
me.
Footing.
Someone pet me.
Can I? Can I pet
Absolutely. Let me... Here, this is...
Okay. Hi. This is nice. This is weird. This is nice.
I'm a cat.
Oh,
I got nine nipples.
Wow, that's weird.
Come on, let's go. Let's go. There's
okay,
so many other things.
That
see.
Would seem freaky.
Well, it's a little bit more sexual than
Hit
I thought.
Me
I thought.
If you dare, I'm an armadillo.
Weird. Can I?
Go ahead. Absolutely.
Oh, not with your cane, ma'am. Oh. Hit me with your hand.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Armadillo. What's your name?
I'm a missus.
Oh, sorry. I'm messing this up. I'm not good at this.
Oh, it's fine. My name's Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
Claire, come with me. Come with me.
Okay. Wait, I was just getting to know Claire.
No, it's okay.
Come
it's
back,
okay.
Claire.
No.
Claire, come here.
Listen,
I'm doing a little Texas style.
Get
road.
Back, Armadillo.
Ow.
Get back.
Ow.
I believe that I was mistaken. Maybe this is a sexual thing. I thought it was just costumes.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Let's, I'm kind of.
I'm a little lamb.
Oh, this...
We're having a private conversation.
So Barbara,
I'm a cute little lamb.
I don't know that you should be petting all these animals. I feel like that maybe we don't know where
lambs love to be petted.
You brought me here to have an experience.
It's getting weird, though, Claire. It's getting weird.
We'll let it get weird.
Would you like to pet my lamb?
Oh, hi.
I belong to her.
And he belongs to me.
Oh,
and I belong to him. We're...
together.
Okay, my name's Claire.
Hi, Claire.
And I can just pet.
This is Fluffy.
Lamb. Hi, Fluffy.
Touch my wool.
Wow, it's Barbara. Feel this.
I don't think I want to. Okay. Oof.
This is nice. Barbara. Touch his
nose. Okay, I got my fingers running through the hair.
Wow.
Anybody ever hurt y'all?
Hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. I'm a grown woman. Everybody's been hurt.
Let's recover from that now. Let's start to let that go. Keep petting them.
I don't know I'm ready to
Barbara,
recover.
Why are you being so angry all
there
of a sudden?
There is a level of sexuality that I did not expect was going to
they're
be.
They're being nice.
Sexuality?
They're saying that we've been hurt and
I'm in need of a shearing.
I am stroking someone's lamb.
Can anybody penetrate my little lammy?
I don't. Oh, I feel weird, Barbara.
Really get your hand in there.
Claire, let's go. Claire.
Here I am at the furry con. Trying to figure this out. This is creepy as hell. Everyone check out my vlog, subscribe to the channel, download the latest episode. This is nuts. This is so weird.
Sir, can I see your credentials?
Yeah,
please?
It's press. Check it out. Yeah, you got that?
I heard you recording something, so if I could see your credentials.
Press. You see that?
Yeah, I see just you've written the word press on a piece
of
paper.
Yeah, I think that's all I need. Thank you. Check out my vlog. Bye-bye.
Pardon me, sir.
Oh, look at this.
You can't have that camera.
Oh, looks like I'm being oppressed by the mainstream media here.
Oh, man.
Some security force out here is trying to strong-arm me.
He is
Gestapo
not.
And BS.
Don't aim that phone at me,
oh,
sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Look,
I'm sorry.
We don't want any trouble here. Just interact with the... With the people. And
thank you. I think I will impress. Thank you very much.
Okay. I've got 4 more lives yet.
So you've lost 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm a
how
wolf.
I lost
wolf. Interesting. You're not a wolf. You're not a cat. You're a human being. I know what's underneath you. This is what goes down to all these furry cons. Everyone here thinks they can be somebody else because they put on a costume. Well, guess what?
Shh. Just put on these ears.
Okay.
For your viewers.
All right. All right, yeah, I guess I'll have to do some camo. Thank
okay.
you. That's actually pretty nice.
So,
thank you.
What do you feel like?
No, I don't like it.
It's not about if you like it or not. How do you feel? What are you?
Oh.
What can you release?
Insecurity.
Welcome.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a little lamb.
Oh, hey, lamb. I don't know what I am yet. I think I'm a crocodile. I'm a crocodile
Ooh.
With ears. Is that not furry, though? It's not
are you
furry.
Scaly?
No, there are no wrong answers.
You
want
to go to a scaly convention.
I guess I could be something else that's furry, huh? Maybe like a...
What are you, a koala bear?
Koala or a truck or...
Koala bear. Koala.
What's a koala? I'm just a little lamb.
Oh, you're going to have to learn what a koala is, but don't catch chlamydia.
Okay. How do I find out? The only way to find out is through touching.
Okay, I guess, yeah.
Explore each other, y'all.
All right.
Tommy, let him touch you.
Whoa, what the hell? You just grabbed my junk.
I don't know what a koala is.
What's up, man? You got these weird cloven hoof mitts. It hurts.
I'm just a little lamb.
Okay.
He's just a little lamb. Don't get mad at a lamb, koala. You need some eucalyptus so you can take a nap.
Barbara, you can leave, but I'm staying.
Claire, I think that this is a dangerous place for either of us to be. We were not prepared for a furry convention.
You know what's dangerous? Out there.
Yeah?
The judgment, the harassment.
Excuse me, ma'am. You're standing on my tail.
I'm sorry. She
no
cannot
problem.
See. It's not her fault.
Don't tell
I didn't say
I
it was her fault. I just said it was the truth.
You
She's
just gave her
my...
a little bit of...
This is a very expensive tale.
Sorry.
It's okay. Let's not fight.
I'm not trying to
Let's
fight.
Let's not be aggressive with each other.
It's a nice
Barbara?
Tale. Yes.
Maybe you should go.
Me? You're going to let me be harassed by that lion? And then I have to leave?
I hate to get back into this. I wasn't harassing anyone.
I wasn't...
She is blind and was standing on my tail. I thought it would be more polite to say, excuse me, you're standing on my tail, than just to yank it out and let her fall.
And I agree.
Thank you.
Oh, now I'm the bad guy?
You've been the bad guy, Barbara.
Oh. I've been the bad guy?
Victor, I'm looking at some of the monitors here, and there seems to be a lot of activity by the trade fair.
Yeah, I'm trying to be hands-off with this one.
What are you talking about, Victor? I mean, it looks like a lot of things are going down. We got to get down there.
Look, you don't want to get in the middle of that shit.
What are you talking about, you weathered son of a bitch? What are you talking about?
Man, I've seen a lot of furry conventions in my day. And a few scaly conventions. They're ugly. They're ugly. What?
Victor, turn to me. What's going on?
Look.
Put the vodka down, man. You don't need to drink right now.
Yes, I do. I start with vodka and I graduate from there.
To where? Vodka's the craziest one to my mind. Tequila?
Gin?
Gin. Oh, I guess that's worse on your liver.
Start clear. Yeah. Look, you can try it. You can try it on your own volition, but they're going to want to hug you. No. They're going to want to pile on top of you. They're going to use those baby voices.
I don't like that at all.
All right. Well, then this is your gig.
This is, I mean, I've just...
Get out of here!
Victor, don't push me away right now, okay?
Leave me alone with my vodka!
Victor, let me in! Victor, let me inside!
Excuse me, sir. I can't find my cuddle puddle. Would you like to melt into one with me?
Look, I guess I gotta deep dive into this one. All right, yeah, I'll do the cuddle puddle.
Woof, woof, woof,
woof, woof, woof.
Oh, no, a puppy! A puppy! Oh, woof, but I'm a cute woof. Puppy!
Oh, they're just... Okay, well, if you can see it here, they're just breathing on each other. So, furries. I'm a furry. I heard there's a lot of drug trades going on here, huh? A lot of furry drug trades.
Only serotonin.
Okay. So you guys got illegal serotonin running through here?
Touching your serotonin.
Okay, yeah, ooh, great. All right, let go of
my arm. I got a little snarl in my foot.
Okay.
Can you help me unsnarl my foot?
Yeah, I can help you unsnarl your foot. I'm just going to tie that. Whoa, you just got behind me real quick. Okay, all right, okay. You know what? I think I'm going to get out of this cuddle puddle. I'm going to go...
Don't leave the cuddle puddle.
Okay, I think I should just go for a bit, okay? I'm getting pretty tired.
We were just getting intimate.
Hi there. My name is Claire. I can't see, but I understand you are a vendor here.
Yeah, that's right.
How
can I help you?
I've been really enjoying my afternoon, and I think I'm ready.
Oh.
All right. I know. I don't want to sound too, I don't know, ominous, but I think I'm ready.
Cliff, I think she wants to hear about the various outfits that Claire could try on.
Okay. Well, this is a little last minute, you know, where we are kind of down to, you know, some of the least popular animals here.
Those are some of my favorite.
Okay.
Cliff, don't lead with that.
Well, I just want to be honest.
It's okay.
You know, you look to be about a size 8.
I am an 8.
Okay.
Wow. Good eye. I wish I had a good eye.
Try to push the kangaroo.
How do you feel about being a kangaroo?
Hey, Cliff, we're out of kangaroos. We just sold them.
Okay.
I love it. I'm a kangaroo. Yes.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. No. We don't have any kangaroos specifically.
Platypus.
Okay.
Okay.
Platypus.
But if you like that continent, we can stay in that area. How about a platypus?
Platypus. Yes. Yeah, yes.
Let me see the duck build.
Duck build.
Lay eggs. Only mammal.
You are
eggs.
A mammal. Well, the echidna. The echidna as well.
But they're related.
Every time we
they're
speak to you, try not to touch your ear so that the customer knows we're talking to you.
Okay. Sorry.
Right, just keep it. You keep
okay?
it. Keep
sorry,
the flow.
Do full sentences only, not responses.
Yeah, don't respond to us by saying sorry. Who are you sorry?
Okay.
She thinks you're crazy. Cliff. The blind woman thinks you're crazy.
Cliff, try to push drugs. Sell the drugs. Okay?
And the platypus costume.
Okay.
Platypus. Anything cuter? A little cuter?
Baby platypus.
I mean, what's cuter than a baby platypus?
Good point. Okay. Yes.
Cliff, we're out of bills. We're out of tails. We can only sell the body.
Okay. I am so into this platypus idea.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I feel like I am me for the first time. I'm in.
Okay. So I'm going to dress you in a base gray.
Okay. I'm into it.
People may not know what you are at first, but just keep insisting that you're a platypus, and then, you know, people will buy whatever
why
you...
Why wouldn't they...
I think you also want a handful of these.
These feel like pills.
They are pills? Wow, very good. You're like Daredevil, huh?
No, I know what pills are.
All your senses are heightened.
Okay, what are these
Call them platypus eggs.
They are platypus eggs.
Right.
And so, of course, a platypus is going to put a bunch of platypus eggs in their mouth.
They can only gestate inside of her.
That's you.
Awesome.
Don't over-enunciate gestate. Don't over-enunciate.
Okay, was that weird?
That you said gestate that way?
I wasn't talking to you.
I'm sorry?
No, sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Is someone else here? I can't.
Yes. There's another person right there to your right.
Excuse me.
I don't know
I'm
if
so
you
sorry.
Can sense them.
Okay, but what are these pills actually? Like sugar pills? Like Tic Tacs?
They're platypus eggs.
Say you're throwing in a horsetail.
I'll throw in a horsetail.
Sold.
Okay.
Sold.
Okay, can you open up your purse and I'll pick out the correct bills.
Okay, there you
okay,
are.
Okay, I'm taking a 20.
Okay, I'm taking these platypus eggs for sure.
Okay, I'm taking another 20.
Okay, I'm going to put four of them in my mouth right now.
Okay.
Oh, they taste kind of...
Oh, four is too many.
Tastes weird.
Victor. Four is too many?
Victor, I'm looking at the monitors right now. I'm telling you, something's going down, Victor.
What?
What's going down? People out there are getting bamboozled.
Look, you went out there, right?
Yeah.
What did it feel like?
Weird. The energy was too electric.
Uh-huh. That's what I was afraid of, that you'd get too into it.
It was just... the people were so into each other. There was no hate.
So who's bamboozling who, kid?
One of the guys selling merch. Jesus, still. That's a new bottle of Tito's.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Oh, it's terrible.
Victor.
Oh God. So you think it's the merch guy?
God, you smell like vodka.
Thank you.
No, it's not a compliment, Victor. That's not a good smell.
Look, do I have to show you myself, kid? Do I gotta get out there on the floor? Deal with these godforsaken Furbies.
Victor, are you wearing furry mittens?
Yeah. All right, I'm a furry.
Victor!
Okay.
Why aren't you down there with
the floor? I hide here in the security room while this convention goes on because I can't face who I am, all right?
All right. But they're so nice. You were talking about they were bad people.
They are. They are nice. That's exactly what I want. I just don't want to be let down.
By who?
By my community.
Oh, come on, Victor. They're not going to let you down. You let yourself down. You know that.
All right. Look, I got a duck bill, and I got a fluffy tail.
Okay, that's a confusing animal. I don't know.
I don't know who I am, all right? I feel like half an animal.
Yeah. Oh, Victor, why don't we make up an animal for you?
Well, okay, what?
I don't know. Maybe something with a duck bill, something with a... water-based, right? But at the same time, it's got a fluffy tail, so it probably runs faster in snow periods.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a duck fox.
A dox. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going out, kid. I'm going out.
Oh, are you going to put anything on your chest?
Welcome to the last gathering. I am Grizzly. Please make your noises.
Bear, I'm a lamb.
As this evening comes to a conclusion, tonight is a night for anybody.
That guy's dressed like a vampire.
Why is a bear from Transylvania?
I don't get it.
Don't judge. Tonight is a night for anybody. Yeah, you're right. I'm a little messed up here. Guys, just come on. This is like my favorite part of the convention.
He took off his head.
Just hold on. I'm calling a time out.
Come on. You're not supposed to break the illusion.
I'm calling a time out because I can't get the thing right.
There are no time outs.
That's, you know what? You're right.
Wait, okay. Who's that new guy?
I'm a dox. I'm a dox, you sons of bitches. Rub me all over.
You're supposed to wear a costume
on
your
tux. Touch my
dox fur. Oh, it smells like vodka.
And before he spills Tito's fine vodka all over the other fur. Let's take ourselves to scene two, written in from Maddie, who suggests a good cop, bad cop interrogation of a serial flasher. That's right. Who has only one explanation, no matter how much evidence is brought forth, and that explanation is it was an accident. The police chief gets involved, however, and begins sending in other officers to try to break this serial flasher. The other officer's suggestions are morally ambivalent cop, defiant cop, devil's advocate cop, and birthday clown cop. All right, I don't know how we're going to crack this one. Maybe you want to give it a shot this time, all right? You want to be good cop or bad cop?
I think I want to be myself, honestly.
All right.
I'd love to be good cop.
All right, we're going to send you two in. Let's try that. All right, remember, this one's shifty. That's all I'm going to say.
I hope we can kick this cold soon.
It's getting around the office pretty bit.
You want a coffee? Hold on. Yeah.
You guys gonna be long in this room?
Yeah, we're doing interrogation.
We just got started.
What are you talking? You saw the light on, didn't you?
My bad.
Yeah.
Jim, it'll probably be at least 30 minutes.
What is his deal?
I don't know. I think he's following me.
I think he is. Sir, do you mind if we just take a second here? I think he's following you, honestly.
I feel like he is. Yeah. He keeps coming in the room. He came in the woman's bathroom this morning.
You gotta cite that. You gotta cite that.
I don't want to cite
Hello?
Jim.
You guys need coffee right
now? No, we don't need coffee, Jim. Okay.
Actually, I would like coffee.
See, that's what I was thinking.
You know what? We'll get it ourselves. What if he puts something in the coffee?
What would he put into the coffee? We're at the police station.
Yeah, we might put something in there to make you poop.
Why would he do that?
So then you're in the bathroom again or something. I don't know.
Why would he want me to poop?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm looking ahead. I'm a cop.
Sir.
Yeah.
How are you? Let me restart that. Sir, you've been accused of...
Well, I'm going to be myself. I'm going to be myself. Can you give us a second, sir? I want to just be myself, honestly.
Well, Lewis, if I'm good cop, it'll be most effective just looking at the tropes if you're bad cop.
Okay, great. You don't think he understands this?
But, like, we can't live in the gray area.
But why not?
Because we'd never get our job done.
But the gray area is where things
no,
get done.
No. If we start to live in the gray area in law enforcement, we can't enforce anything because there's usually a reason, you know?
No, there's always...
You're black. I'm white. Not that bad cop is... Oh, my God.
God, wow. You had to bring my race into this.
Excuse me, you too?
Yeah.
I need you inside the interrogation room. We gotta get this done now.
Yeah. Okay.
Please.
All right, we'll go.
This bickering outside is not helping anybody.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Okay, Captain.
I mean, I know I'm the rookie.
Aye, Captain.
You're the rookie Captain. But, I get it, all right? I get it. It's your first year doing it.
It's my first day as Captain.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying if you could get in there.
Yeah, we got it. Okay, we got it.
Message received, Captain.
Oh, my God.
Larry.
Ugh. Okay.
Sir, hello. No, let me do that again.
Mm-hmm. I cannot say hello to this guy.
No.
This guy's not convicted yet, but he's alleged. He was arrested on this charge of flashing. It's like, I just want to go in there. I want to put a bullet right in this guy's fucking head. You know what I mean?
There we go. You're in the zone. Let's go in.
Hey, sir, how do you fucking do? Huh?
Very well, thank you. Huh? Very well.
I'm going to put a fucking 9mm bullet in the back of your fucking head.
Oh,
huh?
Lewis,
you
son
of a bitch.
Oh. Stop, Lewis.
I'm on this, huh? I'm on
it.
Oh, she hit both of us.
Got you both.
What's the problem
here? I got to cool off.
Well, first of all, may I say, you have a beautiful body, and I love that you love it.
What are you doing? I'm good cop. Yeah, but you're complimenting the guy's body right now.
I'm good cop. He's flashing.
I understand.
The case is about his body. Good cop in this case needs to be about his body.
Is this case about your body?
That's what they say.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Lewis,
what? Cool off.
What do you mean I'm off?
No, I said cool off. You just put a gun against his head until I karate chopped
you,
Lewis.
Oh, did I? How about I put a fucking 9mm in the back of your fucking head, you son of a bitch?
Lewis, it's bad cop. It's not like psycho cop.
What's the issue here? Why am I here?
Hold on one second. What's the line for bad cop?
What do you mean, what's the line?
I'm just saying.
There's no lines. We just talked to the person.
That's my point.
So you mean like don't cross the line?
No, there is no line. You're saying that's like you're over the line for bad cop. I feel like there is
no because if my whole day turns into controlling you, then we're not actually tackling the problem at hand, Lewis.
Can I get a coffee?
You're not going to be able to control me, all right?
Is that an invitation?
No, it's not. It's a threat.
I just karate chopped you in the throat and you put the gun down.
Yes,
so I think
did.
I can control you.
Out of respect.
Excuse me.
Out of respect.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, we got a new cop here. What's up?
I've been just sent in by the captain to
Merman?
Be polite.
Your name's Merman?
Right. Yeah, they wanted polite cop in, and
Monica, can I talk to you outside for a second?
Oh, absolutely, okay, Lewis. I'd love to chat with you outside.
So I'll just take over this interrogation, if you could just...
They're gone.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I love that tie.
Thank you. You look really nice, too.
Thank you.
I heard that you took your clothes and exposed the underneath areas of yourself to a park full of people.
Oh, I mean, it sounds bad when you say it like that.
How would you like me to say it?
It was an accident.
Oh, well, that sounds really...
So I got to get out of here, then. I have a meeting.
Oh, you do? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Let me uncuff you really quick.
Thank you. Oh, gosh.
That's what I meant. What the hell is going on here? Why is he uncuffed?
Oh, he's got a meeting to get to, so I wanted to make sure he...
What the hell is wrong with... I'm going to put a fucking 9mm in the back of your fucking...
I might let him.
Okay,
I might let him.
Maybe
cut that guy. Cut that motherfucker.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to put these cuffs back on you.
Can I help myself to one of these styrofoam cups of coffee?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Let me just pour that on your fucking self right there, huh?
I think that was good.
Thank you. Okay, then what's the line with you?
Because it wasn't boiling. He's not going to be suffering for long, but he's uncomfortable. I think that's good.
I hear we have a suspect in here.
Oh, wow.
Psycho.
Tom, you go from one job to the other, huh?
Well, what brings you here today, little fella?
Well,
the perpetrator's been flashing people in the park.
No, allegedly.
And he has a beautiful body.
Blumbo, he's not a kid, okay?
This is great coffee.
Well, let me flash you my joy buzzer.
Okay. Well, this has been fun, guys. I got to get out of here. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the coffee. You guys have a great day.
You're not getting any of that quick there, Bubbo.
Unhand me.
Okay, Blumbo. Give this guy a little trick, huh?
Okay. You want to see a trick?
Not really.
You want to see a trick?
I felt, oh, Jesus.
How if I juggle your ears?
Oh, my, ouch. Ow. Ow. Ow.
Now, why don't you tell us what the fuck was going on in that park, you sick bastard?
It was an accident.
Lumba, why don't we make a little balloon animal with his intestines?
No, oh, no, here no. we go.
Let go of my stomach.
God. Oh, it's a dog.
Didn't work on Blumbo.
No, that hurt.
Is that a rubber tie?
Yes, it
protecting
is.
Protecting your neck.
Excuse me. Here's a paper towel for the spilled coffee.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
So what happened, huh?
What happened? You were out in the park, you're flashing
the
people.
Explain the accident. Explain the nature of the accident. Oh, and say it pleasantly.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. So I'm a very busy businessman. I'm a very, very businessman.
Well, I'm a very busy businessman.
Yeah,
that's hard to say.
Yeah, that is hard to say. Modern Major General.
There it is. Yeah,
yeah. So I took a walk at about 1 p.m.
In the morning?
1 p.m.
Lewis.
Go ahead.
I just needed to get some fresh air. I took a breather from my business.
You're on your lunch break.
Captain.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Captain. We have it under control.
Yeah, I don't think you do. You're on your lunch break at 1 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
You go outside.
I go for a walk. Right. I grab a soft pretzel.
It just seemed, am I the only one?
Grab
it seems like he's
pretzel.
Just making this story up as he goes.
Yeah. Captain, would you like this ticket? You can have my seat.
Yeah, thanks.
I can tell you the whole thing again. I've never missed
the
detail.
You're on your break, 1 o'clock. You're outside. You're walking
you
around.
Grab
suddenly
a pretzel.
You decide someone needs to see my junk.
No, sir.
Okay.
I grab a soft pretzel, as she heard me
is
say.
Is that what
that.
You're calling it?
But did you pay
it?
For it?
I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. If I have to be that specific, I paid $2.83 for a soft pretzel.
That's too much for a soft pretzel.
Why would you overpay?
$2 purchase.
Well, the park where
it's in
a very fancy neighborhood. I'm a very wealthy businessman, and I'm also very busy. I'm the modern major of a, you know what I mean?
We've got 17 people, witnesses. Their names on a list.
I'm getting to it.
All signed up.
I'm getting to
okay.
it.
Okay.
So I asked for 2 packets of mustard because one ain't going to do for me.
I agree with that.
That's true.
Never
they
enough.
They should make a bigger mustard.
I like this.
You need
pretzel.
A good amount of mustard.
And so, you know, those
all right. You know what?
You know, those packets can be hard to open sometimes, right?
Of course. If you open it from the center.
If you open it from the I've never done that.
On the top. You got to go on the top.
So anyway, I use my teeth.
Great
dirty.
Move. Standard.
But dirty.
And dirty.
But that's what happened. One exploded all over my clothing.
Wait a minute.
The mustard exploded on your clothing.
Yeah, when I was ripping it, the mustard fell
so
onto
you
my
thought
it's
fell
not
or
an explosion, exactly.
It was sort of a falling explosion?
Yeah.
Don't help him out.
Yeah, it was like a falling. That's exactly right.
I'm trying to get a picture here, right, Lewis?
For the record,
leading
it was a
falling. Leading the witness.
For the record, it was a falling explosion, and I looked down and saw that my pants had mustard on them.
And rather than putting a napkin to the area, you thought.
Well, first of all, I'm the very model of a very busy businessman.
We got that part.
So I had to get back to a meeting after my lunch.
Oh.
I didn't have time to change or do anything proper. So I thought I would just wipe it off. And as I did that, my thumb undid my belt. In one motion, my thumb undid my belt buckle.
Oh, you don't have to demonstrate this now. You don't have to show us.
Off. I'm going to show this 9mm right in the back of your fucking head.
Lewis, stand down. Please.
Anyway, you can see where I'm going with this. My thumb undid the belt.
It was
you're doing it again. You're doing it. I don't want to see where you're going with this.
Lewis, we've all seen a penis. Calm down.
Here's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It was an accident.
It was an accident.
So thank you so much for being
you're not
helpful.
Done.
17 people say it was not an accident. They said you saw, you looked around, you opened your pants, you let things hang.
I can read some of the reports right here.
Please do. Read number 4.
Okay, right here. Okay. This is Matt Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
He said you asked him for...
Hold on. Give me that name again.
I'm not giving you the name. It's Matt.
It's Matt Dawson. We'll give you all the names.
It doesn't matter. He can't.
No, we don't give the names of the witnesses. That was a made-up name.
I'm loose right now. You know, I'm feeling the room.
Lewis,
what did Matt Dawson say?
Matt Dawson, 2222.
Made-up name. Totally made-up name.
Fake address.
That's his real address.
Lewis.
What?
Oh, hey. My stomach's starting to hurt.
Literal Lewis. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What feeling like a little doggy, right, Blumbo? Huh? Matt Dawson, 2222 Elk Bridge Avenue. He says that you asked him for the time. He didn't give it. You followed him around a tree for about 12 seconds, to which point he juked you out, and you said, that's enough of it. You exposed yourself to him and said, if you don't got the time, at least you can see some slime. And then you ram off.
Were you confused?
Pretty good rhyme.
Were you confused by the word juked?
Yes.
Okay.
Were you, Kevin?
I wasn't.
Oh, great.
He furrowed his brow when you said juke.
Oh. Well, because that's a made-up name, a made-up address, and a made-up story. Oh, my stomach.
No, that's
wrong.
A real name with a real address. He's right outside.
What's wrong with your stomach?
I don't know. I had that coffee. Anyway, all I can say is it was an accident.
Wait. Did you hear that, Lewis?
What?
He said his stomach hurt from the coffee. Remember what you said about Jim and how Jim might want to make me P-O-O-P?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Hey, can we all talk for on the side for a second?
Am I going with you?
No, you're staying right there. Captain, okay,
what's up,
so
Lewis?
I think Jim is trying to
You know Jim?
He's trying to get Monica
I think
sick.
He's been following me.
He's trying to get her to poop a lot. Blumbo, what is your take on this?
Don't call me Blumbo when it just does. I hate this. I hate this so much. Captain,
you're just so committed.
You're terrible. Why are you how does this help in any way?
Blumbo, everyone loves you. Everyone loves you, Blumbo.
It confuses them.
I know I've broken so many suspects this way.
Yes. They get loose lipped. It's frustrating.
All right. I got a family.
Well, Blumbo, what's going on, man?
Huh?
What's going on?
Stop. My name is Ted, all right?
Ted, you're on the clock. I need you to stay focused.
All right, Captain.
Don't talk to me like I'm a child. All right.
But look, so Jim, we think, is poisoning the cup. That's why. So this is the. This
Lewis, I hate to remind everybody, but secrets are no fun. We should share this with everyone. I think he deserves to know. It's the polite thing to do.
Okay, what are we going to let him know?
That he might have been poisoned, and maybe he needs to use the restroom.
Yeah, that's what we do to the suspect. We help him out with their intestinal difficulties.
He'll know if he has to use the restroom. Yeah, we're not gonna put we don't need to give him a heads up.
Wait a second. He might be working with Jim.
Oh. I mean, I wouldn't. Jim and I have no.
Why do you guys want me to poop?
It's not that he might or may not have. It's just.
I don't even understand what that could be about.
Blumbo might have a nose for this.
Blumbo?
Ted, what do you got?
All right, I'll put the fucking nose on.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
But that Matt Parsons bluff is not going to work.
Excuse me.
He saw right through that.
Sorry, sorry. I have to get back.
Oh, back where?
I have to go home. I don't really feel that great.
Did you have some bad coffee?
I don't. Why? Maybe sometimes.
Leading the witness.
Sometimes. Yes. 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 I had some bad coffee.
Did somebody maybe put something in that coffee?
Captain. Wait,
what?
Captain.
Somebody here?
No.
I got you guys now.
No.
Okay.
You want to honk my nose?
No, I want to send you all to the slammer. I told you I'm a very model of a very busy businessman.
Put a nice fucking millimeter in the back of your skull. You think you're going to plant evidence on us?
Pull the goddamn trigger.
Honk my nose.
My business is I'm a very powerful attorney.
With a problem taking off his clothes in public.
We've got a penis out.
Well,
we've got a penis out.
I don't know what's worse, me accidentally exposing myself, or you purposefully poisoning me.
Right, but your penis is out as we're speaking right now.
You're not allowed to do that.
This is proof. I am showing you the difference. What is worse, looking at this penis or the way I feel?
Stop moving it.
It was an accident.
Stop moving your penis.
Don't you want to honk my nose?
Sure, fine.
Not with your penis. Not with your penis.
Oh, God. Captain, no, I can't do this. I can't do this.
Let go of my penis.
Oh, Ted, stay in the game.
Let go of my penis.
Blumbo. How do you like this balloon animal?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's a dog. It's a dog.
Jim, I think she caught on to it. I had to tell her that you put the stuff in her coffee, Jim.
All right, tell her.
I did. She's furious.
Is she pooping?
I don't think she drank the coffee.
Well, what's the point?
Well, I told her that the point was you wanted to spend more time
with
her.
You told her.
I had not a choice. It came up and I couldn't lie.
You did have a choice.
I had not a choice.
So you said we put stuff in your coffee?
I said you put stuff in your coffee. And
why would you?
Because it was the honest thing to do in the moment, Jim.
All right.
But the good news is I told her the reason
that
you wanted to spend time with her.
Right. And what'd she say?
Well, she didn't seem that happy about it.
Did she say she'd go out with me?
I wouldn't say that she said she'd go out with
you. Well, maybe not for coffee, because now I've ruined that, but like pie?
My guess is honesty is the best policy. Jim, you should go right up to her, apologize about this. What do you mean you can't?
I'm too nervous.
It's okay. A lot of people are nervous. That's the birds and the bees.
Okay, so just go up and be nervous.
Yes, please do, Jim.
Okay. Hey, how's it going today? With the
Jim, stay away.
What?
Stay away, Jim.
Right now?
Forever, Jim.
Stay away from you?
That's what I'd like.
I'm so sorry.
I'm very upset.
I don't remember my city.
The way to a girl's heart is not asking her to borrow your Imodium.
I just want my buckets.
It was the weirdest plan, Jim.
Could we just hug for a second?
No!
I guess, Mama, see.
Jim, why would you want to give a girl diarrhea?
Well, it's not that I wanted to give you diarrhea. I wanted to be there to help you when you had diarrhea.
I mean...
I wanted to be there to hold your hair while you threw up. That's love.
Is it, Jim?
That sounds like love to me.
Oh, sir.
Sorry, just waiting to get processed.
Clancy, stay out of a second, will you?
Do you have a handful of teeth, sir?
Yes, I do. They're my luck charms.
You're going to have to turn those in at intake.
I don't think so. I think I put them in my butt.
They'll reach up there and get them out, sir.
Not the way I suck them up.
So it's just you and me, huh, Blumbo?
Well, my real name's Ted.
Well, I guess it's time to be honest, then.
Okay.
Ted, it's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
You've heard my thing about being a very busy businessman.
Yeah. Are you getting off on that or something?
Like no, it's a lie. I don't have a job.
You're not the modern model of a very busy businessman?
I wish. I wish. No. I'm a sicko, I guess. Yeah. A real sicko.
Sorry, I keep trying to untie your penis.
It's really okay.
In a tight knot. And
you know, I just don't really... It's all about connection. I'm just trying to connect with somebody, and I feel like I've been turned down so much. And
is this the left testicle, or is this...
I can't tell.
Okay, I'm just going to try.
Put
it through here.
If they won't have an organic connection with me, then I'll just force a connection. Here I am. Look at me. Look at my wee-wee.
Right, right.
Sometimes it works.
Oh, daylight. Here we go.
I guess now that you're done with that, we're going to go back to business people, huh?
Yeah, you'll go back to being a perp, and I'll go back to being a cop dressed like a birthday clown.
Hey, Ted, before you get Blumbo back in here, I just want to say thanks for touching my dick and my balls.
You're welcome, my friend.
It was an accident!
Last of three scenes comes from Zach. Zach writes, insert backstory and compliments here. Very funny. Literally wrote that.
Love it.
A drug addict goes to meet up with their usual dealer, but has some questions when he's shown his drug of choice has been traded out for a bag of carrots, no ranch dressing.
Yeah, and that's what we got. That's what we're bringing in today. So you take it or leave it. That's what's on the table.
Take it or leave it. Carrots? You're asking us to take carrots?
It's, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but this other stuff has been getting people sick left and right.
You mean the meth?
Yeah, I mean the meth. Have
that's
you not been watching the news?
That's what we deal here. We sell meth.
Yeah, and it's killing people.
I don't think my guys are going to like it if I'm giving them carrots.
Listen.
Especially with no ranch.
Yeah, what is that about?
The ranch is just as bad as meth.
I got to go to a different guy to get ranch.
You know, I don't want you selling meth. I don't want you selling meth. I don't want you selling ranch. Carrots are good.
I mean, we have clients. We have deliveries. You're putting us in danger if you're sending us out there with...
Listen, I don't care. I want you to just give it a test. Give it a day. All right? We built this business from nothing.
You know what? Let's give it a day.
Oh, my God.
Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens as we give carrots to drug addicts. Oh, yeah. Let's see what happens. Everyone I work with is a psychopath. I wish I wasn't related to you.
Can I get a drug? Can I get some drugs, please?
Yeah, yeah. Here we go. Okay. Try these.
Okay, what is this?
$20.
What is this?
It's a new strand.
Oh, yeah? It's a new strand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just chew them up real fast.
My teeth are so soft. I don't think I can
Do you want me to chew those for you?
Uh-huh.
All right, let me chew them for you.
And then spit them up in my mouth.
I'm going to spit it into your mouth. Open your mouth. Huh?
I feel the same.
Same?
I guess my tolerance is through the roof.
Well, it's another $20. Open your mouth.
Oh, man.
All right, hold on. I'll be right with you. No one fucking wants carrots.
It sounded like it
was
working.
Yeah, nobody fucking wants carrots.
Well, you got $40. You know how much those carrots cost?
Can I give you all the reviews that come in? These are all from Yelp.
Okay.
I feel the same. Ted writes, I feel the same.
Uh-huh.
Lisa writes, I feel the same.
All right.
Yeah, all the reviews say I feel the same.
Is
no one's getting fucking high.
Okay.
So what else you got besides carrots?
It It's my understanding that people are interested in drugs.
Well, have you been having the same reviews from people?
Come in. Doors open.
Hey.
Oh, if it isn't my little drug delivery girl. Watch out for the lions. Watch out for the lions.
These are getting bigger.
You remember Polly?
Hey, Polly.
How you doing?
Pleasure to see you.
Oh, I can't wait to get some sweet-ass drugs.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh. You coming to the show tonight, to the club? I'm going to be spinning up a fucking storm.
I would love to.
You hear that? My new track.
Yes, my new track.
Everybody touch your toes. Everybody touch your toes. Everybody touch your toes. Everybody touch your toes.
All right, that's enough. All right, so I need my inspiration powder.
Funny story.
Oh, you are funny.
I love funny stories.
Yeah. Well, first of all, just an observation. Mm-hmm. That music seems like workout music. Like, my gym would, like, love tracks like that. And they would probably, like, pay for that.
Ooh. We like money.
So maybe this is, like, a healthy lifestyle brand.
He works out 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can tell.
Check this out. Check out this other track.
Everybody touch your nose toes. Everybody touch your nose toes. Everybody touch your nose toes. Everybody touch.
So, I mean, hot. Yeah, I'm healthy. I'm hot.
Well, then I've got just what the doctor ordered.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on.
A little orange for you and a little for you.
Okay. Ooh, this looks like a carrot. This looks like a baby carrot.
Yeah, it does.
This is good. Okay, how do we
$100.
Polly, pay her.
No, before you try, okay. Bad boy.
Okay, give her the money. Give her a little tip.
Come here, Bugs Bunny. Pay
me. Here you go.
Yes.
All right. Well,
I gotta go.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this.
Bye, 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 bye.
Bye. Polly, give me a lighter. I'm gonna smoke this shit.
There you go. Oh, are you getting so high right now?
It's not really lighting well.
Oh, all right.
Hold on. Let me put on some background music real quick.
Okay.
Lower. There you go.
Everybody touch your elbows. Let's get fucked up.
Oh,
I
want to
get so fucked up.
All right.
And
fucked. Here, let's shove these in our mouths and our fucking. I'm putting this shit in my asshole. I'm putting this shit everywhere in my nose.
Oh, I think these are carrots.
Why don't be an idiot? Do you feel anything yet?
No.
Let me turn this on up. Let me turn it up just a little bit. Turn it up.
Everybody touch your elbows.
Turn it up. Oh, fuck. I think I'm feeling it.
Yes.
Are you feeling it?
Oh.
I'll tell you, that sounds like a success story, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, any kind of surgery like that, it'll be good. Mm-hmm. Doctor, we got him reports that there's a new drug on the street.
What do you got?
You're
giving the reports to the doctor?
Does your son need to be here, doctor?
It's bring your son to work day, so yeah.
And would you like me here?
Oh, my God, I forgot my son. I have to go home. I have to go home.
Baby, what are you doing home?
Where's my son?
Well, our son.
Get the fuck out of the way. Where's my son? Where is my boy? Boy! Boy!
Did?
Boy. Boy, did you clone yourself?
Yes.
Okay, I just want the real
boy. Yes, I cloned myself.
Okay, come outside. You're coming with me to work.
You never do anything with me.
Oh,
I'm bored all the time.
Son of a bitch.
Baby, where are you going?
You just called my mom a bitch.
I called also my wife a bitch. Now, son, you come outside right now. We got to go to work together.
Oh, is it taking your kid to work day again?
It is. Now jump in my backpack, and I'm going to hustle us over there.
Right.
Blinka, 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 blinka.
All right, so, and this is what we call a stethoscope.
Boy, do you want ice cream?
Yes, I want it. You don't know my
name. You want your regular, boy?
Yes, I want my regular.
There you go.
Wow, it's so
$40.
Fun. Watch my daddy serve ice cream.
You know I do it the best. $40 for the cone.
I'm not going to pay $40 for this.
Oh, he's already eating it.
Okay, well, you know what? We're going to pay $6 for this.
That's the normal price. Mm.
That's what we're paying.
Bring your son to work day, it's $40.
Interesting. When I bring my son to work, it's going to decrease the price.
So $5?
Let's do it.
All right. See, that's how you make a sale, son.
You're the smartest.
Yeah, all right. So let's separate the scoops.
Daddy, I heard a new song.
All right.
It goes, everybody touch your pose.
Everybody touch your pose?
Oh.
Huh. So strike a pose.
Excuse me, have you guys separated the scoops yet?
No, just trying to get him to do
I'm in a rush. Sorry.
Okay. What scoop would you like?
I would like those two separated.
Right, the chocolate and the vanilla.
No. I'm pointing at the strawberry and the chocolate. Watch my fingers, my eyes. Oh. I'm cross-eyed, but I'm still fun.
Eddie, right. Mommy
the Columbo lady
us.
Would like to the strawberry, so okay. We got to separate that.
Mommy wants to know how our day's going.
You tell that bitch to shut her face.
Oh, I wish I hadn't overheard that.
Oh, I didn't talk about you, ma'am.
Oh, no, I understand it seemed to be about the mother of
it's
the
an
child,
education
but it just
kind of
puts a damper on the ice cream.
Oh, okay. So you're one of them types.
Yes,
oh,
I am.
Oh, ladies first.
I am a simple...
Me also. What about me?
I'm a simple cross-eyed woman who doesn't like to hear other women disrespected while I'm trying to enjoy a nostalgic treat.
You don't know Tina, do you?
I don't know Tina.
If you knew Tina, I think you'd be disrespecting her as well.
I don't think I would call her a bitch or something.
Well, hold on a second. Tina!
Yeah?
Oh.
Tina, get out of here.
What do you want?
There's some customer that wants to say hello.
Why'd you suck my dick?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to suck your dick.
Hey, fuck off.
Tina.
How do you do?
This is a lady who loves strawberry.
What the fuck's wrong with her eyes?
Oh, they are crossed.
Sweetheart, isn't she? Strawberry lady? This is Tina. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let me see your belly button.
No, sir.
I'm
oh,
a ma'am.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Fuck you.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, God. Bully, wake up. Wake up.
What do you want?
Wake up, Bully. God damn it. God damn it. Can't lose you. Come on. Wake up.
What's going on in here? Is everything okay?
Oh,
is everything okay in there?
Yeah, I think so. I think
all
so.
All right. I'm gonna...
I thought I lost you, Paul.
Oh, I'm throwing up carrots. We ate carrots and put carrots up our butt. Oh. We gotta get this guy into the ER stat.
So dry. They're
sir.
So dry. There's no flavor.
Sir, can you see or hear me?
I know who did this, and I'm going to solve it, Polly. You go get fixed, and I'm going to take care of this problem.
Sir, get out of the ER.
Fuck
sir.
Off.
You got it.
Goosh.
Oh, jeez.
If it isn't my little drug dealer.
Hey.
Don't hate me.
Hungry for more?
No. No.
What are you doing inside of our office? Did you bring attitude to a gunfight?
It seems I did.
Can we help you with more drugs?
Yeah. Actual drugs.
Oh, you want
none
the
of this
heart.
Shit.
Oh. You don't like carrots.
It almost killed my friend.
Well, so is this like a typical day at work, Mom, or?
It was a day. I feel like it was more like a day. Some days are better than others.
What's little man doing here?
Oh, it's bring your son to work day.
Yeah, I gotta be here.
My daughter is pissed.
Wait, is bring your son to work day?
Yeah.
Shit, I gotta go.
All right, gather your kids for another episode coming to conclusion. I want to thank our alchemist. Let's go around. James Heaney, where can we find you?
Please find me on YouTube at The Real James Heaney.
What do we do once we find you?
Just click on videos and walk away, and when it stops, start another one.
That seems fair enough. Craig Kakowski?
At Kakowski on Twitter. Look for me in season 6 of Drunk History.
Woo! Congratulations.
Little movie called Wine Country that's going to be coming out on Netflix.
And is it W-H-I-N-E?
I wish.
Vanessa Ragland, Vanish.
Yeah, hey. I don't know. Go to Dynasty Typewriter.
Fair enough.
Or Vanessa Hope. I deleted my entire Twitter history.
Did you?
Yep.
Gone.
Just wiped it. I looked through observations about guacamole.
Yeah.
Retweets? No.
Yeah. You're going to go more trite.
Yeah, I'm trying for something new this year. I haven't made the leap into the first tweet, but follow me, Vanessa Ragland, and see what happens.
Stand by. Very exciting. Chris Alvarado.
At Chris Alvarado.
What about alchemythis.com?
Alchemythis.com for all the latest and greatest inside scoop to your favorite podcast.
Oh, cool. Nice. Oh, Joey Grister.
Jebby Grieber.
Well, see, what are you saying?
That's so weird.
That's my handle.
What kind of a thing is that?
That's my handle. That's my handle. That's my handle.
How do you spell that?
JEBBYGREEBER.
How many other options did you look at before you chose
it? I had my name for Joey Greer, but I was like, that's too easy. You know what I mean?
I'm going to make it difficult for the people.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, the feds are around. You know what I mean?
The feds.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I want to stay off
I don't
the
know
grid,
what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. I don't know what you mean
I think
at all.
You know what I'm talking
about. You mean the federales?
That could be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? If you got fed in the first part of the word, then I'm scared of that. Yeah. Federation.
Federation.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from them.
Give me one more.
Fetterman. Wayne Fetterman.
Wayne Fetterman.
Bad guy.
Freaks me out.
Who did a great job writing the jokes for Megan Mullally hosting the SAG Awards. Hello. Wayne Fetterman.
Wow.
Head writer wrote very
funny stuff.
What
do you know about the SAG Awards?
Nothing.
What happened?
Hey, let's go to Doug Bame, engineer to the stars.
What's in
Doug
Bame.
Sophie Lichterman, producer to the stars and this particular show, Rafael Brito.
The Side Project.
And don't forget, you can see the group live at the West Side Comedy Theater March 13th. That's a Wednesday, 8 p.m. Get your tickets at westsidecomedy.com. Very excited about our first live show. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, please come check us out. And go to iHeartRadio.com and find all the great podcasts there. Subscribe to this one. Tell everyone you've ever met, please. And write to us, your name here at alchemythis.com. Until next time, Alchemy This.